too. This is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Artists, get on with it.
Hello to all the listeners. This is Local Radio, Raul Keller.
And Katrin Essenson.
And today we are doing a broadcast from the northern country of Estonia, but we have traveled further south to meet some interesting culture that we have in the southern Estonia.
I would like to think that this area is more like a fringe area of the almighty Europe, and our traveling south is something really travel to find the roots, because the southern area, it's there are really some traditions that never changed and kept developing in a way, and
that nobody expected.
True. But the main thing is that it's alive. It's not just a story.
It's alive.
It's not just a myth.
Yes, so that it wouldn't be too cryptic. We have traveled to southern Estonia to bring you the culture of the people who drink the ether.
And there are lots of stories how they do it, although it's almost very casual that people do it. You don't have to have a special special kind of event for that. It's a kind of casual thing.
Like French people drink the champagne.
You just have to know some very important things about ether.
And one of the reasons there's no radio coverage down in southern Estonia is because the ether has been all devoured, so the radios are mute. So we also want to somehow bring the radio back to this region, because the people have been drinking the ether away, so that we would understand what we're talking here. Ether is a substance. It's a substance that surrounds us, but it's also a liquid it's a liquid that is used to take the pain away, I think. It used to be an aesthetic, I think.
Yeah, some people just add it for the music, just to get closer to the floating world. I mean, but originally, yeah, it was very...
I didn't understand
medically.
This part at all.
No, it was just medically to put the little blank, like the little ether, just a piece of clothes which was tipped in the
so
ether.
So basically,
and
ether
then you put it into your nose.
Just
then you have this effect.
Besides being something that surrounds us, is rather drinkable, and today we try to share that experience of drinking ether with you, because you really have to be careful. You can actually die if you do it wrong.
And
but it can be also rewarding. So let's go to southern Estonia and experience some of that ether drinking. So we're back in the studio, but we took a small trip, as we told earlier, with a small bus. We have Katrin has a small white minibus.
No.
Would you like to say something about the minibus, perhaps?
I lend my bus out sometimes. I really like it. There's a minibus, and you can read the journey now, what the bus had, from how I don't like to wash my car, and
I like the nature wash my car, like when it's
on
raining.
The surface of this car right
it's
now.
It's good.
I came back from this southern Estonian area, and there are a lot of insects in my car, of course, but
this is a cut situation. Like laughing
is
much more slower when you use ether.
Because I am actually from South Estonia.
Yes, that is true. Actually, Katrin is from a beautiful town of Tartu, which is
old university town. That's the main thing, and it was maybe in a history books that was first mentioned, even in Livland Chronicles. Maybe it was the first star moment of my hometown, but
in Europe.
Yeah, this is very true.
So, for those of you who are not familiar with the way this little country called Estonia is set up, is that it is divided by a river in two, and it's a very wide river, and there's only one bridge, and this bridge is crossing at this university town near Tartu. So there's a lot of people always around this area trying to communicate with the rest of Europe, the EU. So it's commonly known as the EU bridge also. that leads to Tartu. But Tartu is also rather close to southern Estonia, and that's the place that we went to find the strange culture of the ether drinkers. Just so that you wouldn't think that we are trying to pull your leg, we would very briefly, before we actually go to the field, want to prepare you how it is done and how people drink it. And maybe, Katrin, you've been living in this on the border of southern Estonia, so maybe you can explain the hazards that can be connected with drinking the ether.
Yeah, exactly. As I said before, it's they're a very casual thing to drink the ether. If somebody feels like, you know, a little bit like, oh, I might got cold or something, then they just drink ether, or whatever the reasons, I don't know, just tired or mainly actually for the health reason people do it.
Oh, of course.
But it is extremely
also
dangerous
to have a trip,
because
just to have
it
a trip
is explosive.
Yeah, just for fun.
And
no particular
when
reason
you
only
drink
fun.
It there is a special technique that you have to hold your breath, otherwise exactly you can explode or it destroys your lungs and then you just die.
But how can you do it while holding your breath? Is it possible to drink while you hold your breath?
I don't want to say yoga people do also hold the breath, but it's not the same.
But yoga people want to live more,
because
they are holding
if you
the
hold
breath,
the breath at
to
the
live longer,
time, you can still.
Ether drinkers don't think about
you,
that, I think.
You can swallow. I mean, you don't have to lock the throat, so it's very technically possible. But it's highly controlled thing.
So I understand it's basically the way that the people who dive underwater, how they drink vodka. So they hold their breath, but they still can drink it because it's so cold, of course.
Under the water.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
It's
you're
true.
Right. You need
to combine.
Really happened to like somebody really exploding because of drinking ether.
I've heard of some stories that people have exploded for other reasons, but
yeah, there was a
but not drinking ether. I've heard of
exploding
people dying. But is it then possible that that the river that separates northern and southern Estonia, that people actually go and train underwater before they cross the, because it's a wide river.
It is.
And the man can't swim it within a day. It's so wide. It's actually one of the widest not known rivers in Europe.
Yeah, it connects two quite big lakes here as well. So it is a very important wide river, and there are living some very nice fish in this river. Some of them have really nicely adapted new lifestyle, and they have long hair because of the chemical.
So this river is actually polluted. I thought it was fresh and clean because they make this famous, this not sardines, but this small anchovies type of small tins.
Like this snake type also, this snake-ish. But the smaller, the end of this very wide divide.
You have to try this.
He suffered a lot of catastrophes. Marinated 10 years, I know. It was truly not swimmable. No diving.
It's a cure.
A cure.
But you said that it's hazardous. So what makes it? I mean, you have to hold your breath and drink it. But what will happen if you don't? If you inhale at the same time as you drink the ether?
You burn, as I understand, you just burn inside. You burn the lungs,
But isn't this a kind of too, like overdoing the cure? Or?
That's the point for the listeners, that don't overtry. Just, you know, keep to the casual notes. You just have to stick you just have to have the knowledge. So and you very very I like this thing, because on one hand you have to have a total control, and on the other hand you don't have the bird is total on your control. Succeeded. So I can understand the thrill to try to do this dangerous thing. But I also think that people who are from this southern fringe area of Estonia, they somehow inherited by the genetics or something. They are very good at it.
And whose the genetics are, this we don't really know.
All right, let's then go and we'll present you the interview we did with a man who has been drinking ether, and
was it a woman?
Since he's talking in a language that even the northern Estonians are not familiar with, we have to translate it. So let's go down in the forests of southern Estonia and find the people who drink the ether.
Siis jõudnud siia Lõuna-Eestisse kaugele, kaugele maale, mis asub suure laia jõe taga, ja püüdnud paaltega metsast ühe ehtsa setu, kes meile oskab täpsemalt rääkida, mis moodi siis juuakse eetrit mehekombel.
Pan oedd pwll, brenin dyfed, yna ei ysllus yn arbeth pan dyffynodd fynd i hela. Canoedd ei hergon ac ymaeth ar helwyr, ond roedd pac arall o helgwyn allan y bore nhw, rhai gywon i gyd gyda clystaethiau cochion.
Aha! Tundub, et eetrioomine võib olla ka küllaltki ohtlik tegevus. Kas on mingisugust sellist lihtsat tehnikat algajatele, mida võiks soovitada, et see oleks ainult nauding?
Roeddent wedi llad carw braff a'n ffoddodd pwll yr helgwyn daethio'r ymlaeth a'r bydio'r i'r gwyn a'i hwn ar y carw.
Ma saan aru, et külm vesi on ikkagi väga oluline, aga võibolla saaksite paari sõnaga öelda siis, miks ikkagi inimesed Lõuna-Eestis eetrit tarbivad, et ta ei ole jõudnud Põhja-Eestisse. Kas tõesti on põhjus siis ainult selles jões?
Yfath yng Nghwaritsi, meddair arwan, per Tsiannog, y Helgwryn, Gwynion. I dalw iawn am fynd fergeid i newid lle am mi am flwyddyn, ac ymladd fy mrydir yn erbyn fy neglwyn hafgan yn y lle.
Et asi on ikkagi selles jões. No, see on arusaadav, aga võibolla mõni sellisem värvikam lugu siis mõnest eetrikogemusest tuleb meelde siin kohal.
Ac veli yn y byw, ymladdodd pwll ar hafgan ar y chyd. Tarwf pwll a'i elwyn ar gan o bogel, a'i darian nes bod honor holltu ddau'r hanner ar hafgan yn y hare marw.
Ei, no, see on muidugi, jah. Sellised lugusid Põhja-Eestis sageli ei juhtu, et see on arusaadav. Aga Noh, siin kohal laseme inimese tagasi metsa jooksma ja võibolla on veel midagi, mida tahaksite kuulajatele lõpetuseks öelda.
Bod y wedyn, dywyr gynnyodd, yr yn peth, roedd yn amhosbi i neb ddod yn angos at y fech dios, y trywydd bod y daeth y fech i golwg eto, yn gwisgo'r yn wisg ac yn marchgo'r iaith yn y ceffil.
No selge, nagu te isegi aru saite, on meid hoiatatud. Tagasi stuudios.
So we're back in the studio, having been to the wonderful psychedelic world of southern Estonia and having escaped our death.
Yeah, because of the cooling, cool heads and cool throat. So there is still some mystery what is connected to the southern area because all the radio waves still don't really work there and it's only mediated what you can get there, what information you can get from there. So just if you ever hear a story about drinking ether, then you might think that it is actually a true story. And we have witnessed that several times. And it is a dangerous business.
And we're not gonna tell you whether we did it or we did not. This has been a program from Loco Radio Tallinn. Good night.
Sleep. Well.
This show was produced by Raul Keller and Katrin Essenson for the Radio Network on behalf of Resonance FM in London.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radio.fm. Over and out.